This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. This is the podcast for CEOs, founders, entrepreneurs of private equity and venture capital funded companies. Here are 15 stories that we're following this morning. First, the Fed meets today and tomorrow and is widely expected to raise the Fed funds rate by 75 basis points. Second, is more importantly, will be the Fed's discussion of how they'll approach interest rate rates going forward and how hawkish they intend to continue to be. There's lots of scuttlebutt, lots of talk in the markets that they're going to slow their rate hikes after this. Now, that's been said before, of course. Third, the market indexes fell Monday with the NASDAQ down 1%, 1.03%, the S&P down 0.75%, and the Dow down 0.39%. Fourth, futures point up this morning. Of course, this is subject to volatility. Whenever the Fed meets, the markets have been somewhat gyrating a great deal. So we'll see what happens and whether it sticks today with the futures up a little bit. Fifth, year to date, the markets are down as follows. The NASDAQ nearly 30%, the S&P around 18%, and the Dow about 10%. Sixth, Meta Facebook, one of the big stocks lots of people follow, is down nearly 71% year to date now. Seventh, Bitcoin opens today about 20,600, and it's down nearly 56% year to date. Eighth, the 1-year Treasury yield opens at 4.631%. It's up more than 420 basis points in the last year. It's amazing how fast and how much that's risen in the last year, the 1-year Treasury yield. Ninth, oil opens near $88 a barrel, and the 10-year Treasury yield opens around 4.07%. Tenth, in a sign of some big deals coming back, Blackstone, the world's largest alternative investment fund or private equity fund, is buying the climate technology segment of Emerson Electric's business at a $14 billion valuation. Here, Emerson Electric is going to retain about 45% of the business. The deal is valued at $14 billion. Upfront payments include equity of $4.4 billion and debt of $5.5 billion. The message, I guess, is if you're Blackstone, which is the world's largest alternative investment firm, the debt market remains quite open. The deal's being valued at 12.7 times cash flow. Again, Reuters, Blackstone to take control of Emerson, a climate tech, in $14 billion deal. 11th, we're thrilled today, to host a call with the Becker's Healthcare CEO Advisory Board on how CEOs plan and position themselves for a healthy and thriving retirement. That's tomorrow's call. 12th, excited for a great Becker's Healthcare CEO and CFO roundtable. Keynotes include Derek Jeter, President Bush, Arianna Huffington, and Valerie Jarrett. Looking forward to that meeting. Third, great to interview the spectacular Chief Executive Officer of Waystar yesterday, Matthew Hawkins, on the Becker's Healthcare podcast. We talked about leadership, technology, automation, and a lot more. 14th, we just published a great podcast with Malinka Walalande and Ben Beetle-Ribby. These are the co-founders of Akasa. Akasa is the leaders in automation and revenue cycle. And we talked about how important automation is becoming if you want to protect margins and make things work going forward. Finally, 15, in another sign that the merger market's not dead, J&J is buying Abiomed, a cardio firm, for $16.6 billion. J&J is trying to grow its medical device business. This is another part of that. The medical device business now is big into knees, knee replacements, knee scopes, things like that. Also, contact lenses and in a couple other areas. This will be a big addition to the J&J footprint in medical devices. Anyways, those are 15 stories that we're following this morning. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast.